Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, this is the day that the Lord God has made. And we are rejoicing and we're ever so glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the day. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. It's a good day. My Father and my God. Hallelujah. It's a good day. It is indeed a good day. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for this good day. Yes, indeed. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. It's a mighty, mighty good day. Hallelujah. We give honor to God who is our life, and in him we move and have our being. We, hallelujah, come in the name of Yeshua, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me and let us exalt his mighty name together. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Great is our God and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Glory be to his name. Hallelujah. Great and awesome, mighty in all his ways. Yes, he is. Loving and kind is our God. Oh, yes, he is. Loving and kind and gracious is our God. And he's faithful to us. Oh, glory, glory. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers out of them all. Yes. We thank the Lord for this day. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. So we thank the Lord for the blessings that he's stored upon us. I'm not, when I say that, I'm not talking about me and maybe the ones who are listening. I'm talking about God's people everywhere. The love and the blessings that he's bestowed. And you know, he has granted mankind love. Yes, he has. Yes, he has. And many opportunities. And they have received some wonderful things just because we're mankind. God can do anything he wants to do. He allows rain to rain on the just as well as the unjust. He allows the rain, the sun to shine on the just as well as the unjust. He's God, and we cannot put a limit or a margin for what he can and cannot do. He is the sovereign Lord. He is majesty on high. He is the mighty God. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. And we give honor to God this morning. And we bless his most holy name. And we thank him. Hallelujah. We would not dare to compare our wisdom, our understanding with his. He does all things well. Oh, yes, he does. He does all things well. Be very foolish to attempt to put our wisdom above the attempt. That is so foolish, above the Most High God. Yes. So when we say we're just not talking about the ones who may be on the line at the moment, or people we know. We're talking about God's people everywhere. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes. Lord, we thank the Lord for blessing his people. Thanking the Lord for shining on his people. Thanking the Lord for meeting every need, yes, of his people. So the world can see what it's like. And you know, I have to say this. We thank the Lord that he gives us the strength to live and walk upright before him. Hey! Woo! We talk about gimme, can I have? Oh! Glory! But we walk upright. Oh, God! Oh, God, hey, in my circle, if Oh, our God. Woo! Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. To walk upright, obedient before our God. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And we can do this by the help of Almighty God, the Holy Ghost. Leading and guiding us, comforting us, giving us revelation knowledge. Jesus said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Hallelujah. We got the living word, the written word. Yes. Hallelujah. Our steps are ordered in them. And what it says, all our steps in your word. Yes. Steps are ordered in the word of the Lord. Yes, Lord. So we can walk upright before our God. And we thank the Lord for giving us the strength, the anointing, power to walk upright. Yes. And we thank the Lord for an obedient heart to walk upright. Oh, my sakos before him. Oh, yes. To walk upright before him. Almighty God, to walk upright before him. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. Oh! Glory! Glory! Can you say hallelujah? Bless the Lord. Hallelujah! Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. The right words. And the right words to say before him when we're interceding on the behalf of others so that those who are lost will come to him. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. Oh, we bless your most holy name. We thank you for your mercy, Father. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love, your kindness, your peace, and your joy. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hey! Ooh. Ooh, you are sovereign. Hallelujah. You absolute. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. 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 For how you allowed us to get up this morning and have you on our mind. Glory. And you know, we know that we were on your mind. And we thank you that you don't sleep, you don't slumber. Hallelujah. You are our help and you are our shield. Oh, yes, Lord. And Father, there are some mighty big needs. Mighty, mighty big needs. Oh, my God, and there are some needs that are mighty, mighty big, and we don't even know about them. But you do. You see everything. Nothing is hidden from you. Almighty God, if I sit on my Ramasa, the maker of the heavens and the earth, the one who blew the breath of life into man, and man became a living soul. Oh, God, we need help. We're crying out for your people. We're crying out for mankind. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Hallelujah. There's famine in the land. Famine in this earth, Almighty God. Children are suffering, starving, suffering from starvation, malnutrition. Father God, hey, our prosperity. The God that's more than enough. The God that made straight the narrow places, make straight the crooked places. God, Homa Sekoma, Reme Sekobaria. Lord, we speak to the dry places. We speak to the soul that's depleted. Reme Sekoma. Dry the tears of the mom as they hold their babies, God. Some of the most horrific events are taking place, God, and you see it. Oh, you never intended for it to be. You said all souls are yours. Oh, dear God, please, we ask that you send help from the sanctuary, God. Stay the hand of the enemy. Let your children not be violated. They belong to you, God. Oh, Lord God. Oh, Almighty God. We cry out this morning for the helpless, the innocent. Almighty God. Hallelujah. And yes, we are our brothers. Almighty God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Let us not see and then just walk away. Oh, let us extend a hand of mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. For those who are going out are making a difference, pleading the case, allowing us to know what's going on, that we can be about our Father's business, and that is helping. Hallelujah. Almighty God, with all our resources, our prayers, our finances. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We ask that you give strength to the volunteers who are going in dangerous places to make a difference. We thank you for the missionaries that respect the people and yet go in to render help and service. We thank you for strengthening them. We thank you for giving them the right words to speak at the right time so the souls may hear a word from you, dear God. We thank you, Lord. We glorify you. We magnify. We exalt you. Those who are needing in need of company, we thank you for comforting us. Great God. Oh, how we thank you, Lord. How we bless your name. Oh, thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember the President of these United States and the leaders that's in the designated place. For you have designated them to be in their places. Allow them to know that they will give an account to you for everything. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. For giving them a heart of a servant and allow them to serve in righteousness and holiness. We thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. The elections that's going on in these United States. We ask, Almighty God, oh Lord, nothing is hidden from you. Let it be peaceful. In Yeshua's mighty name. Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. And we say it from the bottom of our heart. Oh, God, we thank you for being a healer, and we thank you for healing those who are in need of healing. Oh, God, we thank you for being a deliverer. We thank you, Almighty God, that you deliver your people. You rescue your people. Thank you for salvation. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Almighty God. Glory, how great you are. A new life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A new life. Yes, Lord, you give. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Glory, you'll provide. And we thank you for every provision. Yes, Lord. Glory be to your name. You're the doctor and the sickness. Hallelujah. You're healing. For your word says, I am the God. I am the God. And yes, you are the God that heals your people. And we thank you for it. Glory be to your name. Nothing is hidden. Hallelujah. And we put it all in your hands. And Yeshua's mighty name we pray. We thank you for being with us. We thank you for filling our mouth with words. We thank you for allowing us to say what you would have us to say. In the manner and tone you would have us to say. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. It's all about you. We give you glory and we bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Our faith look up to you, Almighty God. Our faith look up to you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Our faith look up to you. All is well. Hey! All is well in Yeshua's name. All is well. Oh, yes, it is. All is well. Oh, yes, it is. We thank you. Our faith looks up to you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, it is. Hallelujah. Our faith looks up to you. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Where there's hate, let it be replaced with love. Hallelujah. Deceit, truthfulness, honesty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I was just going to do something, but I'm going to stick with this Psalm 33. Hallelujah. Wave after wave after wave after wave. My Lord, wave after wave after wave. We can't be deceived. We can't be naive. We know that God is good. We know that there are times that we hit we enter into a place where everything we touch or look like just turn to pure gold. Yes, it does. And we can never get too comfortable. We can't become so arrogant that we think that we know it all. We can't. We have to remain humble at all times. In every situation, remembering that it is the Lord who makes the provision. It's the Lord that provides. And even if we think someone is, you can't think that. You just can't. That someone is beneath you, you're better than, you just cannot do it. Why? Because they're made in the image and the likeness of God. He blew the breath of life into them, just like he did to you. He assigned to them, as well as you or I, a place in this earth, a work to be done. He assigned them. You don't know their story, and you don't know the end of their story. Just saying. Look around. Don't know the end because you're not in control. You're not in charge. We have to remain humble. Ooh, Jesus, I am telling you, it is so concerning when we see people. It may be that they don't know. And there are people who treat you the same way, you know. You think you up with the who's, and you know, the who's looking down at you. Oh, I'm telling you, people, we have to get it together. We have to have love and not measure an individual by what you think. Lord have mercy. And there's always somebody over you feeling the same way that you feel about them. They feel about you and they laughing in your face. We got to get out of that. We got to get away. We respect. I think I shared with you, I had a friend. They're gone on now. They could sit, and they were well-educated, but multi-languages, well-breathed, well-exposed. I mean, you know, from the White House to sitting on the corner, on the curb, talking to people, and it shouldn't be, oh, they talk, oh, they are good people, they talk. It shouldn't be that. They're human beings. And actually, when that person would leave an individual, they felt real good and empowered about themselves. And they didn't go around spreading it. Oh, yeah, I was sitting on the corner. Oh, no, you didn't. Yes, I did. We have to get away from all of that. That's foolish talk. Because we really say we're better than that individual. We can't do that. And God is the one who will bring them out and shock your boots. There are boxes that we think we're placing God in. And he's not in. God is so God. That's all I can say. He is so God that we just need to always remain humble before him. I'm not saying allow people to abuse you and all of that. But I'm saying if you can help somebody, they're human beings, help them. If don't ever make a person feel less than what, attempt to make a person feel less than what they are, especially if they're going through some real serious issues, or even mild. It's not my degree. I can't determine that factor. But we can truly. You think, oh, they ain't nothing. How you speak that over us? One who doesn't belong to you. These my children, they don't belong to you. Just say. And some of the things that we've said over our children, we need to repent. Just say. The ones we think that's going to be perfect and always in your corner. The one that like that always gave you trouble, caused you to scratch your head and go like, where? God, they've been assigned to us, and we're responsible for them, for their upbringing, teaching them of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, we have a full plate. Yes, it's a full plate. But we can do it because God is on our side. Yes, yes, yes. So don't think more highly than you are. That's just something. We just can't do it. And then we say we're praying for people. Nope, cannot do that. And I don't know. I was thinking about the Vita, too. I'll get to the scripture. Thinking about the Vita more. And then I was thinking about how many people in my family, I think it's a total of 4, that has gone through and even presently going through. Then I thought about it. I think Bishop told me that this is nothing new. This problem, medical problem, has been around for a long time. And I was like, and no one has done anything. This is as far as we have gotten with this. So I pray we will be mindful and pray. And if the Lord put it on your heart to contribute, do so. Do so. Do so. This is awakening for a lot of people, but quite a few people have endured and suffered from this illness. It's just amazing. It's almost as if they suffered in silence because no one knew, and it was almost as if no one cared but the family. You know, when people don't know, I understand that you don't know to do anything. And perhaps this is a wake-up call. All right, let's go. Psalms 33. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is commonly for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him psaltery, an instrument of 10 strings. Excuse me. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them. By the breath of his mouth, he gathered the waters of the sea together as a heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathens to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. Oh, my God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. God is so good. You know, when we pray and we call out a nation, yeah, Lord. And we call out a nation, and you're dispatching angels. Oh God, you're You're dispatching angels, oh God, to help. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Madagascar, Lord. Afghanistan, Lord. The continent of Africa, Almighty God. These United States, this property and this territory. The careers, God. Israel. Puerto Rico, Gabon, Mississippi, Grady Hospital, oh God, Almighty God, Oh God. Oh Lord God. No God. Your word is true. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Your word is true. Almighty God. Amasikoma Taka. My God. Remesekama. Ramakabasa. Oh God. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 7:13-14. Oh God. We have to take this walk seriously. Oh my God. Speak to us and through us, Almighty God, about the power of your word and any form that you desire. Give us ears to hear, eyes to see, and a heart to obey, and a mouth to proclaim. But thus says the Spirit of the living God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles, oh my God. There's power in the word of God. There is power in the word of God. Hallelujah. Ears to hear. What thus says the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. Almighty God. Hallelujah. If I shut up heaven, let there be no rain. or if I command the locusts to devour the land, oh my God, or if I send pestilence among my people, oh Lord, if my people, which are called, oh my God, y'all hear this, I mean really hear this, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Didn't say we had to be, and I may be missing it. Didn't say we have to live there, be a part of there, but if my people, my God, you know, we stock up on tissue and food. We might need to do more prayer. Stock up. Oh, God. Almighty God, Almighty God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Spirit of prayer. Yes, Lord. Almighty God. Can't be business as usual. I repent for trying to do it my way. Even in the most minute situation or circumstances, it must be the Spirit of the Lord. Lord, He knows what He wants, when He wants, and how He wants it, when He wants it said, when He wants it to be held back. He knows. God knows. God's will must be done. Yes, God. And this just opened up a whole new clarity, I guess, for me when I just read the scripture, 2 Chronicles 7, 13 through 14. My God, my God, my God, if my people. Yes, Lord. Ah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. God wants holiness. He wants us to love one another. He really wants us to care about our neighbor. Yes, He wants us to care for our neighbor. We have missionaries. They are on the field. And there may be some who are going for the wrong reason. But we pray that the good work of the missionaries who are out on the field will erase whatever black spots or dark spots or evil spots, I should say, that would try to come in, that God will fix it. God will encourage and God will protect and the work of the Lord will go forward. You and I are here, but our prayers, oh my God, our prayers can go far and will when we really take it serious. When we don't have any respect of person. That's right. Oh my God, to be led by the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless His name. Glory, glory. Almighty God, Almighty God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't try to be in control. Just let God flow, the Holy Ghost flow. Just let the Holy Ghost flow. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Just let the Holy Ghost flow. Yes. Let the Holy Ghost have his way. Yes, indeed. When the Holy Ghost is having his way. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory, glory, glory. When the Holy Ghost having his way. That's right. Everything is all right. Oh, yes, amen. Everything is all right when the Holy Ghost is having his way. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Oh, yes, amen. Hallelujah. I just bless the Lord. Oh, my God. I just bless the Lord today, and I thank him. I mean, like, Lord, but it's all right. It is all right. Hallelujah. The song, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I did not trust the sweetest phrase, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. Amen. On Christ the solid rock we stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. All of the ground is sinking sand. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. My hope is built for nothing less. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Not making a name for myself. No. Because Isaiah 43 tells us. Yes, Lord. Isaiah 43 tells us very clearly. And 7. Everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. It's all for his glory. Yes, it is. It's all for the glory of God. Everything we do, bring glory to him. Your name, not important. But your deeds are. Glory. Glory. If man puts you up, you know what man will do. Glory. But it's all for God's glory. Have the privilege and the honor of bringing glory to God on this earth. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And bring it honor to him. Yes. Can you, oh, yes, Lord, bringing glory and honor to the Most High God. That's our duty. Woo! Living a life that brings glory to him. We make mistakes, yeah. I'm not saying we're faultless. We're in the kingdom. And where we are weak, he's strong. That's what I'm talking about. Yes. So we thank the Lord. We glorify him. We magnify him. We exalt him. We extol him. Not only with our lips, but with our walk. Yes. And when we see a brother or sister that has stumbled or fall, you don't get on the phone. You don't get on the email. You get on your knees, not condemning, but pleading for help. Yes. Yes, because that's a child of God. That's his creation. Yes, yes. Almighty God, we thank you. Glory be to your name. Good morning, Elder. Praise the Lord. Good morning, sister. Hallelujah. God bless you. Yes. So I'm excited. I tell you, I am, of course, as I always say, I have my plans, and God is so patient with me. But as I was reading Psalms 33, it's a good psalm, but God wants us to be able to move. Oh my God, he wants your ear. He can see, he knows, and we try to hold on to, hold on to this how we do it, this how we do this just like this. Oh, I'm not going to say that. But when you know you have, God speaks to you and he gives you direction. Who will you serve? Man or God? You want to look a certain way with man. But you know that it's not you. When you know that this is not something you planned, you thought about, it just moves. When you know that you're walking with the Lord, and you know how he moves in your life. Mm-hmm. Yes. I was going to ask us to remember, I just saw it on the news, I think I'm pronouncing it right, what is it? In Africa, the island off the coast, Madagascar, and how they're suffering there. You can go to NBC World News and find out, and they have all the information if you want to help them. There is also, I saw a segment, look it up, make sure everything is legitimate, that the Nubian nation is really, really going through, and they have been going through for a mighty long time. And we talk about Nubian queens, and we've had it in movies, but we never really, so many people never realize that they're, these people are in existence today, you know. And seeing their history, pray for them and ask God to help them. Of course, we're praying for the United States. We're in a dire situation, circumstances, and the church needs to pray and be dutiful in our praying for our nation, its properties, and its territory. We should constantly thank the Lord for being our God and showing himself strong and mighty in the earth. Hallelujah. As Elder Peterson have been praying and giving us scriptures every Wednesday, when she gives the scriptures, it's a good thing to write them down and just pray the scriptures. Let's not just stop with the end of that prayer and go on. As many scriptures as we can, let's write them down because it's serious. And we'll be praying, doing world prayers as well. So let not her prayers for us be in vain. We know that God hear them, but we can't really, in our prayer time, meditation time, read the scriptures. You don't have to get them all if you don't get them all. But, you know, the ones that the Lord allow you to hear, write those down. It'd be really good and reinforcing. And not just something we do on Wednesdays, but we're constantly doing it ongoing. Yes, indeed. We need prayer. And we can't be hypocrites. Cleaning and getting the speck out of someone else's eyes, and we got a big old beam in ours. talking about the United States, and we can't be a hypocrite. We can't take care of our own and trying to take care of someone else's business. Take, you know. So we're going to pray for us as well as praying for other nations. Yes. God is God, and he can handle it all. Oh, he can handle it all. Nothing is too hard for God. It's amazing. Just love the Lord and just so grateful and thankful, you know. And I was thinking with all the starvation and the hunger, even in the United States, and we fuss and we do, and I got to have this, I got to have that, and not have considered if even if our neighbors may be in lack, or we're not neighbors, well, in my community, like we used to be neighbors a long time ago. But I'm talking about your immediate neighbors. But if there's anyone, or go to the grocery store and you have an opportunity, yeah, you contribute. Not so that you can brag, but so that out of the tenderness of your heart, wanting someone to have something and not have lack, you know? That's how we show that who we are. Yes. We're walking it out. Let's walk this out. Let's just not be half-stepping. No. And especially if there are some in the body of Christ, you know we're about helping them. Yes, yes. Yes, there are brothers and our sisters. So if we have a brother and sister that we can share with, let's do that. Yeah, and not just because Thanksgiving is coming up or Christmas, or, but I mean summer, winter, fall. We should be kind to one another and help us. And we don't have to wear a badge because it's written in glory. Glory be to his name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. For empowering us for his glory. Oh, I've never been one to be comfortable with the banner. Mm-mm. And I hope that I'll always remain that way. It's all right. Never have to know. Never, never, never. God is good. And the love that he has for us. Remember, we didn't come here to wear the banner. No. We came here to honor, bring glory and honor to our God. Woo! Glory, 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 glory. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest faith, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Isn't that a blessing? That's a wonderful song. Hallelujah. 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 It made me think of my former pastor, mighty man of God, and we were in service. We used to have a 3 o'clock service with just minister and worship and minister, and maybe it was the 6, I can't remember this, but he started singing that, and he started singing it, and I caught it. I'm like, huh? I said, wait a minute. And I realized, I said, Lord want me to hear that. And I said, he's a rare. And I started listening, and he kept on singing. He kept on singing it, and I got it. I said, oh, my God. And every once in a while, it'll still come back to me as a reminder that your hope is built on nothing less. Nothing. Hallelujah. It's all about Jesus Christ and his righteousness. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a beautiful song all the way. Hallelujah. That. Oh, I have kind of gone all over the place today, unexpected. Excuse me. But I'm in a good place because I said some things in prayer Saturday. And just a wave after wave after wave. So of course I went to the scriptures and I got the scriptures in the wave. But what was coming wave after wave was a combination of things. And I wasn't trying to say it. I wasn't attempting to prophesy. But it was just coming. And wave after wave after wave after wave. I have some on it, but I'm not going to share it. And if the Lord bring it to you, and look it up and study it, wave after wave after wave, and see what the Lord is speaking to you about it. But it was something, wave after wave after wave after wave. Hallelujah. 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 God is good. He is so good. Yes, he is. God is good. And he loves you. If you never remember anything, no matter what, God loves you. You're loved by the Almighty God. And in being loved by God, excuse me, it encourages us and reminds us. You know, nobody know your closet. God knows what's in the closet and what he has cleaned out of the closet. And you say, if he could love me in your quiet time, and surely I can love him. No, you don't have to. I'm not saying be a rug for anybody, but you can be kind. If someone needs anything, you can offer your love to them through gifts of kindness. You know? I'm not saying bring a snake in your house and put them in your bosom. God give you wisdom. And look up that word love, and so you'll know exactly. We have one word for love, but just look it up. And you will see what I'm saying. God bless you. Thank you so much for staying. You know where we are. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing missing and nothing is broken. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the Lord, hallelujah. Glory be to his name. Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in the strength of the love of the Almighty God for you. Love you. And thank you all for tuning in. God bless.